In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. When the priest and the deacon make the entry, the small entrance, at the Vespers, he says a prayer quietly. And this is the content of that prayer. Evening, morning, and noonday, we praise Thee, we bless Thee, we give thanks unto Thee, and we pray unto Thee, O Master of all. Direct our prayers as incense before Thee. Incline not our hearts unto words or thoughts of evil, but deliver us from all that hunt after our souls. For unto Thee, O Lord our God, are our eyes, and in Thee have we hoped. Let us not be put to shame, O our God. For unto Thee is due all glory, honor, and worship, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, to the ages of ages. Amen. This is one of the so-called silent prayers. And the priest says either silently, or he says it quietly. And you can see what the priest is praying for in this prayer. It's very similar to many other prayers, and it should be your intentions as well, because it's not just for the clergy to pray for the faithful. It's for all of us to support one another. The prayer begins in obedience to the template of the Our Father, by praising God, because all good comes from God. And so we praise Him for who He is. We bless Thee. We give thanks to Thee. And then the priest prays. And he prays that the prayer, our prayer, meaning collectively and individually, the prayer of each one of us in the temple, would be as incense before Him. And then that incline not our hearts to words or thoughts of evil. The priest is begging the Lord that each person here would pray with a good, full heart to God and would not be inclined towards evil and would get something useful out of the service, to go away from the service stronger than when they came. This is very important. There's many prayers like this where the priest prays privately that are of this nature, praying for the faithful that their prayers would be acceptable to God. And I once heard a sermon that was actually the most powerful sermon I ever heard in my life. It was from Metropolitan Vitali. And he was speaking only to clergy, because this is an assembly of clergy. And he was saying that you must give your blood to your flock. Every time that you come to the service, no matter if there's one person or 10,000, you must beg the Lord that for each one of those people in that service, in that temple, that they would receive something that they need. That something would be healed that was broken. That they would have some knowledge that they previously were in ignorance about. That they would have strength against sin. That they would find something out about themselves that they need to know to repent. This we should do as clergy every single time we come in the temple. And I do it often. I don't do it all the time because of my own weakness. But every once in a while, I read one of these prayers and I realize the great privilege and responsibility that God gives to me, and really to all of you too. Because none of us are exempt from supporting the brethren, from praying for the faithful, from caring about God's chosen ones. This is a mindset that you must have when you come to the temple. Come to the temple for healing. Come to worship the Lord, to give Him praise as His meat. But also come as one having nothing and needing everything. Come with your hand out and your head down. And the Lord will truly fill your hand to overflowing. And He will raise up your head. Because He wants you to be able to stand up and look Him right in the eyes. Remember what He said to His apostles shortly before He was crucified. I no longer call you slaves, I call you friends. The life we're living should lead us towards full friendship with God. So may God help us to have this. I wanted to share you this prayer, and as I said, there are many like it, because it shows the mindset that we should have. You should be expecting something when you come to church. If we don't expect anything, most of the time we don't receive anything. I have found many times, though, I've been very tired. I don't mean tired physically. I mean tired emotionally, spiritually. Sort of having a hissy fit, not wanting to come to church, or not wanting to have it be so long, or not wanting to have the various duties that I would have to do. And every time I leave the temple with some sense that God has visited me. Doesn't mean I'm not tired. Sometimes it does. But it always means that God visits us if we beg Him to visit us. So brothers and sisters, have this state of mind. We are a parish community. We are a family. We should all care about one another. We should pray for one another. You should be concerned about what people are going through. Not necessarily that you have to know every intimate detail or be fully involved in everyone's life, but to pray for them, to beg the Lord to enlighten them, yes, that is good for us to do. Because the more we pray for others, the less we think of ourselves. And thinking of ourselves will always, 100% of the time, get us into trouble. But when we think of others, God sees our humility. He sees our compassion and our love. Even if it's not very good, even if it's just sort of a little bit, and He helps us. So brothers and sisters, may it be that our prayers are like incense, that is a sweet savor before the Lord. Pray for one another and expect the Lord to fill you. This is what you should be expecting right now in this service, for something to happen to you that you need to have to have happen. Don't know what it is. You might recognize it or you might not. I think most of the time, the vast majority of the time, you should not have an absolute recognition of what happens, because then you would be addicted to phenomena and to always having some sort of feeling. No, we don't pray because of feeling. We pray because of knowledge and of love. And God will fill us if we ask Him. So may God deliver us. May God help each one of us to pray for one another, that our prayers would be acceptable like incense before Him. The blessing of the Lord be upon you through His grace and love for mankind, always, now, and ever, and unto the ages of ages.